Good morning. I'm Rod Rice with special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward on Morning Edition from KUHF. First, the forecast from meteorologist Dave Gorm in Impact Weather. Morning, Dave.
Hi there, Rod. Good morning. We have some good news at this hour. Tropical Storm Edward has made landfall. You know, the storm never became a hurricane. That's some good news as well. In fact, most of the night it moved east of the forecast track, and that allowed landfall to happen a bit earlier and quite a bit east of Galveston. Of course, Galveston later this morning is what was expected for the landfall as he went to bed last night. As for the forecast, tropical storm conditions expected. They'll be with us most of the day. Winds up around 30 to 35 miles per hour. Some very heavy rainfall. 3 to 6 inches right along the storm track. Perhaps as much as 10 inches in some isolated areas. And good news there too, considering we're some 7 inches behind on our annual rainfall. A rainy day expected tomorrow, but not as heavy or as widespread as today. Right now, 82 degrees downtown. Rain in the area, winds relatively light at the moment. We'll see a high this afternoon up around 89. This KUHF forecast is made possible by Bubbles Car Wash, Kirby Drive in West U. I'm Impact Weather Meteorologist Dave Gorm.
Here in Houston and Harris County, emergency managers are meeting at this hour to track the progress of Edward. And Pat Hernandez is at Houston Transtar. He joins us with a live update. Morning, Pat.
Morning, Rod. Well, it was a brief meeting with Houston Mayor Bill White and Harris County Judge Ed Emmett here at Transtar with regard to response to Tropical Storm Edward. Judge Emmett told reporters that the focus has shifted.
It is still a dangerous situation for parts of our area, mainly to the north and east. It's still going to be a heavy rain event. And the area it's going over features a lot more trees. As one who used to live in Kingwood, now with it looks like the eye going very close to Kingwood, Lake Houston area, there's still the very great danger of trees coming down and power outages. And so there are probably residents of our area who went to bed last night knowing a storm was coming, but not knowing it was coming right at them.
Now, residents are urged to use your best judgment when venturing outdoors. Live at Transtar, Pat Hernandez, KUHF, Houston Public Radio News.
Mayor Bill White says non-essential city employees should stay home today. He has says other civic duties are on hold for the day.
If you're on jury duty, no need to show up to jury duty. And if you have a court setting, your court setting in the municipal courts will be reset. So you don't need to go down municipal courts. Your solid waste, we will have regular trash pickup. We got to get the stuff out of the way as soon as we can, as quickly as we can. So we want your trash to get out of the way. But citizens, because of the wind conditions, we want you to, once your trash has been picked up, to get those garbage cans back in a secure place.
White says residents are urged to make sure other loose items are secured as well, in case Houston does see higher winds later today. We should tell you, too, that the tropical storm warning and the hurricane watch have been discontinued for areas south of Sargent, and that has taken place today because of landfall. There is some other news this morning. Final appeals are pending before tonight's scheduled execution of death row inmate Jose Medellin. The Mexican-born convicted killer faces lethal injection in the 1993 rape and slaying of two Houston girls. Medellin's lawyer says his client wasn't given legal courtesies allowed foreigners under international treaties, such as access to his home country's consular officials. Rather than go to trial, a former fifth grade teacher and her husband pleaded guilty to assaulting school children before a district judge. Brandy Lynn Gonzalez, who was 28, sobbed quietly while pleading guilty to four counts of aggravated sexual assault of a child and one count of indecency with a child. Her 33-year-old husband, Johnny Gonzalez, pleaded guilty to aggravated sexual assault of a child. Prosecutors say the couple sexually assaulted five boys who were fifth graders. Each faces between 5 to 99 years or life in prison. And again, you're listening to a special coverage of Tropical Storm Edward. We will have coverage at the top and bottom of the hour throughout the morning. I'm Rod Rice, and this is local and state news on Morning Edition from KUHF.